Hilariously Melbourne. The best picks. Fifi, Bev and Nick have got your mornings covered. And Fairhaven Homes are the Victorian family-owned builder that has you covered. That's fair. That's Fairhaven Homes.
Influencing. It looks like a great job, but it does have its pitfalls.
Social media is your life. You're an influencer.
Your job is
to get them likes. You're an influencer.
A popular Russian influencer.
What's her name?
Okay, here we go. Her name is Alina Fazleva. She is a yogi. She's a yoga influencer. So she's she makes money and makes her career.
Isn't yoga? Wouldn't yoga, the principles of yoga, be the opposite of an influencer?
Probably the original principles.
Yeah,
but I think those principles have morphed now into activewear and compromising positions.
It's like Big Bash cricket.
Yeah.
It's not quite the Ashes.
How do you spell Alina?
Alina, surname Fazleva, Fazleva. Anyway, she's in Bali, she's in Indonesia, and she's done what has made her a lot of money on influencing, on social media influencing, and that is she's taken her clothes off and she's sort of holding herself naked against a tree stump. Unfortunately,
it's an epic tree.
It's a huge tree, and that's what the problem is. This is a very sacred tree in Bali. She's posed it's an amazing photo, but it's been it's a very sacred tree. 6 years in jail.
What?
For doing that. Imagine that. She just, because she's made a career out of taking her clothes off.
Yeah.
Putting photos on
Instagram.
Is it a
story or a post? I can't find it.
Well, she's deleted it. She's deleted it.
She's got a few roses coming out of the...
Oh, dear. Yeah. They're quite graphic photos. But anyway, what she's done is she's deleted those photos. She's uploaded images in an apology video. I like that she's put herself in, she's covered herself from head to toe in her apology video, apologising to the Indonesian people. She's prayed under the tree. She's praying that she avoids, because it's a...
You know who's praying the tree for her to come back with no clothes on?
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
The tradies are playing for the D-Shop exercise bike. Damien, a landscaper from Carrum Downs. Come on down. Hey, Damo.
Good morning, Phoebe. How are we this morning?
Very well,
First-time caller I am.
Oh, welcome aboard, Damo. Really good to have first-time tradies calling up and just giving it a crack.
Good on you, Damo.
Now, you are going to perform, I like it, out of left field. Don't expect this from a landscaper, Lionel Richie.
What a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
Have you watched him live?
No.
Oh, man, he sang at the footy show 1 year.
Yeah.
But came in and sang, like, right on the tables.
Right.
Man, he was going off.
Okay, well, Fev has a memory of Lionel Richie performing live, Damien, so good luck.
Rooster.
What is happening here? Something's going on, not quite clear. Somebody turn on the light. We're going to have a party starting tonight. Oh, what a feeling. And we're dancing on the feeling. Listening to the Fox FM.
Yep.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I like it. Good job.
Well done, Damo.
Nice. Loved it. Worked in the Fox.
Done well, didn't
he? Always helps.
Thanks for calling, Damo.
Done. And now Clive, a roof tiler from Cranbourne. Hey, Clive.
G'day, how are you guys?
We're great, Clive. And you, classic song, Stand By Me.
So darling, stand by me.
Beautiful. Oh, Clive, it would be hard to go wrong with this.
Yep.
Okay, good luck, Clive. Take it away.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just
as long as
you standing by me.
Jeez.
So darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand.
Stand by me. Well done, Clive.
Right, that was like an episode of The Voice.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Beautiful job, Clive. And finally, Gazza, Chippy from Roeville.
Are you
Gaz?
Sure you want to go, Gaz?
Oh, I'll give it a crack.
Yeah.
Gazza will always give it a crack.
If the Rollers can sing on stage, I'll give it a crack.
Good Aussie good spirit you, following. I mean, that could have been Lionel Richie singing Stand By Me.
You know what? I've never heard this sentence. Gazza back down. It's never happened. Gazza's don't back down. They're going to have a good song.
And playing
through.
Another classic. Oh.
You got to know when to hold her. Know when to fold her. Know when to walk away.
Yes.
Know when to run.
Gazza, let's hear some Kenny Rogers.
How come you played that? Now I've got to try and match up to it.
That's all right, mate. You have a crack.
Crazy.
It's a great song. You can't stuff this up, Gaz.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound from nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns at staring at the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, so we began to sleep. I say, son, I made my life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were, but where they roll their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. As the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expressions. You gotta learn to play the game, boy. You gotta learn to play it right. Here we go, everyone. You gotta know when to hold him.
Hold him.
Know when to fold him.
Fold him.
Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, they'll be tiling up the counting when an illness done.
Oh, wow. Woo! Gazza, nice job. Right. Look, what an addition of Tradioki and Damien, our landscape from Carrum Downs. As you said, it was your first morning calling.
That's okay, yep.
What a morning to call Clive and Gazza. Yeah. Just really, what's happened there, Fev?
Clive was amazing, and I don't think we've ever had a Clive call before. And he'd ran the marathon before anyone had started. He was finished. He had the gold medal. But I think Gazza was a bit better. I'm going to go with Gazza.
Oh, Gazza! No.
Congrats, mate.
Clive is spewing.
I just think the late Kenny Rogers would have been just, he just would have risen from his grave then and said, wow.
That's like when someone gets 30 Brownlow votes and still loses, though. Yeah, no, stiff. Any other year, you'd be all right.
No, I reckon he's had 33, and I'm Clive and kick 7 and not got a vote. That's what happens.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Well, I think whether we want to admit it or not, most people, and it's not your fault, okay, I want to make this really clear, but most people are addicted to their smartphones.
Oh, yeah.
But don't feel bad about that, because I think we beat ourselves up, and I know I always beat myself up, particularly as a parent, mm-hmm. when I need to be on my phone to do something, but the kids are around, and they're, mummy, hang on, I just need to do this. Mm. But they have done that to us. Everything about your smartphone has been designed to make you addicted.
Everything's
on it.
This
has all come out. All that intel has come out.
A book I read called Stolen Focus, which is all about this, and the guy who wrote it said the same thing. Don't feel bad, because there's 200 of the smartest people in the world on the other side of the phone designing a thing to keep you looking at it.
Mm.
It's like, all right, I'll keep looking at it.
It's hard not to, though. Even on the weekend, like at the footy, like with the tickets, you got to add them into your wallet, because they email you the tickets. Everything's just on your phone. You pay for something on your phone. Like, you don't need a wallet. You don't need anything.
But it's the shame for me is the sitting still. No one can sit still anymore. If you're at the doctor's office and you're in the waiting room, you can't just sit there and think.
I've got everyone. Yeah. I'm Googling what I think I've got.
So here we go. I think, and we often talk about smartphone detoxing, and it's all very well to say it, but it's very hard to implement it in your life. So
Have you ever done it?
I've attempted.
How far did you get?
Well, I can go a week or two where I put my phone down when I walk in the house, and then I'll pick it up again at bedtime. Yeah. And that's when you're all yelling at me. You didn't get back to my text. You didn't get back.
I've done a month off social media a couple times.
Yeah. Before. I did 40 days when I was in the jungle, but I missed it early and I had no contact with any family, anything. So I had no idea what was going on in the world. But then after a while, I forgot about my phone. I just didn't even.
I thought you were going to say forgot about my family. That's so funny.
I nearly forgot about them as well. You know how good I felt?
Yes.
It was amazing. My brain was getting filled with things that it should be getting filled with.
I did. Actually, Saturday, I spent the whole afternoon at the park without my phone with the girls, and I had the best afternoon. Yeah. If you actually engage back with life.
How can you do it, though?
Well, here's some tips. Here we go. 10 tips. Now, one, and this is a good one, reduce notifications.
I don't get any of them, so that's good.
So you turn off. So if you get a text or a WhatsApp or news, just turn all those off. Set time limits.
No, that's a bad one.
I paid for an app. It was like $6 for a thing that you could limit every app, blah, blah, blah. $6 for the pro one. Just annoyed me. I deleted it.
Do you know why that can't work?
iWinApp.
Because I've got a three-year-old and she doesn't have a... When she needs the phone, you give it to her.
Right. Okay. Yeah. What about this one? This is an interesting one. Set your screen to grayscale. So then everything's gray. It just takes away the allure because that's part of what they're manipulating our brains because of the lights, the colors, if you allure. Make it gray, suddenly Instagram, it's a bit boring and you might just put it down. I don't mind that one. Make your phone harder to unlock.
Nah.
Ridiculous.
It's your
imagine
face.
You're an emergency phone call.
Bang. Yeah. Something happens. That's a silly one.
Okay, that one. Hey,
Luch,
I
took the potato peeler to my fingertips. I can't get in now.
Well, you're out at 2 in the morning. Your missus ringing. I can't answer it. It's not taking my face. Broken. Oh, that's actually could be a good one.
Not for that instance. Hide your social media apps.
What?
I love the idea of hide things from yourself. Nah. You know where you put
them.
Where
they are. That's a problem.
I must say, though, occasionally I delete an app off my phone and then the apps are just off a little bit in the grid and your thumb will just automatically click. I'm like, I'm not trying to get into the Telstra app. What's this? But your thumb, you're just automatically clicking on the same part of the screen you'd click on, but the apps have shifted because there's one missing from earlier or you've put one in and it's nudged them all out.
Are you guys a grouper? Like, do you group your apps?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm a grouper.
Mm.
So I can't do that because I've got all my sport in one section, like all like KO, all my sport apps. I've got Uber Eats and
why don't you hide it? Like you could hide Uber Eats in like your
tummy knows when I'm hungry.
One or your
should be in finance.
Should be in finance. All the betting apps are in the same one. I've got like Candy Crush and all that in the same one. So I could never hide any because I know they're there.
Okay. Well, one of the other tips, and the more I'm reading these,
it's like trying to hide chips in a cupboard. You know
this
they're
is
there.
Ridiculous.
This list is boring. I'm going to look at my phone.
No.
Already in.
Fifi Feather Nick's best picks on the Fox.
It's no fun buying tickets online. I'm not doing that again. I'm not being part of the rush because I was in the rush, the stampede, to get Moulin Rouge tickets for 2023. That's how much I want to go to this show. And
Boxy, do they still have the Ticket Tech like shops that you go in and you can purchase tickets? Do they have them, the booths?
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah, there's one in the city. Yeah.
I would do anything outlets. To speak to somebody because their number, you ring Ticket Tech, it's just hi, we're inundated, so we can't take your call. What?
You know what the worst is? When you talk to someone like that, Boxy, and you go, okay, I just need to press a button to go somewhere, so you just keep pressing zero.
Mm.
So it takes you to, that's like a trick to get you to the
I just mush
way.
All the buttons.
You push all the buttons and it takes you straight through, but then they hang up on you.
Oh. Like
we can't get to your call right now, and they hang up. Oh, that infuriates me.
Well, that was what happened. In a nutshell, I was trying to get tickets. It crashed a couple of times. I quickly went back in. I had that six-minute window, and the clock's in the corner ticking down. No one needs that undue pressure.
No.
And that's to cinemas too. Whenever I do book cinema tickets online, I don't need the ticking clock. It stresses me out. So anyway, I ended up booking the wrong date. I thought, I'll get this quickly fixed. So I doubled up and logged back in and bought the tickets I wanted. So at this stage, I've got twice as many Moulin Rouge tickets as I need. Not much change of $1,000, which I really want back. Mm. Like, it's really expensive. And I can't get through to anyone. I wrote them an email and for 2 weeks, it's been radio silence.
You could try go out the front of the day of the show and do what I did with my grand final tickets and just scalp them.
What? You scalped your grand final tickets?
Yeah. God, man, made a fortune back in the day.
They're so, but I was thinking, you know, because I really love Moulin Rouge and I'm happy to spend my money there because the arts suffered through COVID and I think, you know, performers need that money. But can I have half
Christmas
of it back
present.
Now because I don't need all those tickets?
Why don't you give it to a present for someone in your family?
I could.
I want the money.
Yeah, I really want my money back. It was a lot. Jody in Mornington. Hi, Jody.
Yes, hi.
Jody, have you experienced ticket terror online?
I have experienced ticket terror. Very similar situation. Trying to get tickets for my 15-year-old daughter for Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh yeah.
And he's not. This was last year, and he's not performing till August this year. And we jumped on. We had pre-sale. Pre-sale. Ability to purchase tickets, and we were like, yeah, we're going to call at 1 o'clock. We called at 1 o'clock, and it was just panic. Got 6 minutes, it kept crashing, and then we couldn't get the tickets we wanted. We wanted 6 tickets, and we didn't realize you could only get 4 at a time. Yeah. It just kept crashing. Every time we went to put my credit card details in, it kept crashing, and then we couldn't get floor standing. So we had to get these tickets up in the bleachers, you know, where you can't see anything. So anyway, we managed to get those tickets, and then we were like, let's just try one more time. So I was like, yeah, we could probably get the refund. It wouldn't be an issue, or at least, you know, something. Anyway, so we finally went in and we thought, oh, you can only do 4 at a time. So we did the 4, we got the tickets, great. And then I tried calling and no one answered. And then they said we were inundated, blah, blah, blah. So I wrote an essay. And that was a year ago, and I still haven't heard back.
I think I know the problem here. Without saying any companies, what it is, you, Fev, Jody and Mornington, you're expecting massive companies to do the right thing. That's where you've made a massive mistake right off the bat. You've got to go in low expectations. Go, these dogs, they're going to try and screw me over here. I've got to be on top of things real quick. Otherwise, you know, it's hard work.
I love, Jody, you and I have written essay. Maybe we should write an essay together. The power of two.
Yes, definitely. And I'm still waiting, and I still have 3 tickets. And people said, oh, you could probably, oh, sorry, 4 tickets. So you could probably still, you know, sell them, you know, towards the end, but they're not selling out. Oh. So it's not like there's a demand for them.
Oh, no.
That's what infuriates me too, Joe. It's when you've got a big family. Like, I know you should have limits because people, idiots, will go buy 10 tickets and, you know, that's what they do. And they've got to have a limit. But when you've got 6 people in your family, it's so hard. You've got to buy 4 tickets, come back on them. You don't get the same tickets next to them. They should have a thing for people to have.
To prove that you've got a family.
Yeah, to buy 6 tickets. It's like, it's not fair.
You don't need 6 though, Fev. Toby doesn't want to see Magic Mike live. You know what I mean? She can stay.
Thank you, Jody. I understand your frustration. Christy in Geelong. Hi, Christy.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Christy. Have you had a bit of ticket terror?
Yeah, look, it wasn't a good experience, but I'm a big fan of Eminem. And so when he was coming down to Melbourne, I made my mum jump on the computer to get me the front row, as good a ticket as I could get. And pretty much every time she kept buying, so I was like, oh, no, we could get better. So kept making her buy more.
Oh, and no, then, she lost herself in the moment.
In the end, I reckon we had over about 6 rows of tickets.
Oh.
So I don't know how much money she ended up spending, but it was well over $3,000.
You know what you're going to be eating for the next year? Mum's spaghetti. You can't afford anything else.
Did you sell them?
Yeah, well, we ended up having like a row of us of 10 that was all family, and then the rest we sold to like other family or friends of family. And so pretty much it was a big wog fest just full of M&M.
And then you made a profit?
Yeah. Oh, not really. We had to sell them cheaper. We were trying to get them like last minute. One ticket we actually sold just after they had done the person who was before.
The opening act.
Yeah, literally. And then we just sold those last bit tickets. So, yeah, well, at least my credit card paid.
I love
you were
that.
Shifting tickets between the opening act and Eminem. That is
amazing.
Incredible hustle.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Ambulance Victoria have released a statement saying, can everyone please be mindful of why they're ringing 000? They also attach some of the reasons people have rung 000.
Embarrassing. Should put names and photos
out. I agree, name and shame.
Can I have one guess at one?
Oh, yes.
Hangovers.
No, actually. Well, there might have been, but these weren't the ones that Ambulance Victoria pointed out. Somebody rang 000 for an ambulance because they'd pricked themselves with an acupuncture needle to see if it was sharp, and then it pricked them, so they quickly got onto 000. Somebody rang 000 because they couldn't get Spotify to work, so they just wanted some help with that.
It's not funny, but it's
come on. That's more a police job.
Got stuck in their parka. The zip got caught, and they couldn't get out of it. But why does that give you a panic? Because I get panicked when I get stuck in something with a zip. You do settle a
You don't call 000, though.
Certainly don't. No. Someone was scared they were about to be swooped by a magpie. About to be.
Yeah. So they hadn't been hit by the magpie and they've fallen off their bike or something. Just the potential of a swoop.
Wow. This is a bit worried because this person is a parent. Somebody rang 000 because their child had blue lips after eating blueberries. No, I'm going to defend that parent, in fact. That can give you a panic.
Yeah.
It can give you a panic when you look at your child and they've got blue all over.
Yeah. Luch laughs at me because Maxie, the nine-month-old, is starting to eat a lot more food at the minute. But, you know, they're still not the best at chewing swelling. They occasionally just go, like a little bit of a, I freak out. I go to level 10 every time. Oh, my God, he's choking. Nothing. He's fine. Even he looks at me like, mate, I'm fine.
Has anyone ever called 000 here? I've never have.
No, I haven't needed to, which is lucky.
I might have done it when I was a kid.
Definitely.
As a prank.
Well, definitely really? Pranked.
Yeah. When I was younger, I would have been immature.
Yes.
I always ring 000. Hey. And then quickly hang up. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, my neighbour JJ used to do that all the time.
But I've never called
Shout out JJ.
Ever.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Which is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
I was in the emergency. It was packed.
Well,
they do a great job. I had to get scans on my fingers and hands.
But is that emergency?
No, well, I rang the doctor. I wanted to get an x-ray, just a normal x-ray. And he said that the x-ray sometimes doesn't pick up tendon
damage.
So he goes, you're going to get an ultrasound. So what goes, why don't you just go to the emergency of the Cabrini or Holmes Glen and get it all in one. It's all there. And if you needed surgery, because they said they might have to have surgery. So they've got all the people there, like plastic surgeons and stuff.
But isn't that what this exact thing's about?
No, but mate, I rang the doctor to get a prescription.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Not a prescription. I always ring the doctor for a prescription. To get a referral to go to...
You've got
to
take my word for it, doc.
To get an x-ray. Because I was just going to go, because literally the x-ray place is my next street. To make me go to the emergency was out of my way. And I was like, okay. And it cost me $320 and all I did was an x-ray.
They did an x-ray? That's pretty good.
But I could go next door and get it for free.
Why for free?
Just know the people there.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Office banter. A lot of offices have it. A lot of it's fun. Sometimes it's not fun. Mm. Here's a case where it's actually a police officer, has sued for office banter. They've sued the police force because
sounds like fun.
Office banter and won.
Does he not have a gun on him?
$1,000.
Sort that banner out, quick sticks.
So this cop sued because now, in his defence, and I am going to defend him, his dad of four, he had to change his shift patterns to suit his children's needs, which is fine.
Yeah.
But he got himself the nickname 9 to 5. And they were calling him Dolly Parton. Some officers printed out A4 sized photos of Dolly Parton's face, put
good
them all
banter.
Over his computer and his desk.
Awesome.
So he's still getting to do what he wanted.
Yeah. They're just calling
where
him
all
Dolly
the
Parton.
Other cops are doing shift work. I've got a few mates that are cops. They do crazy
what
hours, crazy
sook,
shift
man.
Work. He gets what he wants, but can't cop the nickname.
Yes.
Nah.
If he doesn't get sacked, did he get sacked? Surely they got rid of him or passed him on.
He has applied for a transfer.
Yeah, good. And then I hope when he goes to the next place, they still call him Dolly Parton.
Can't somebody
That's
not
funny.
Like a nickname, though? Can't they just
no.
not like something?
Just to you know what he should do?
You're a cop.
Take it on board and then they'd stop doing it. Yeah, good. And if he'd come in dressed as Dolly Parton, go, woo, I'm here.
Not everybody
then everyone
knows
would go,
that.
This is not funny anymore. Mm. Because he's actually embracing it.
Really?
Yes.
My mates that are cops have told me the things they've been called, Dolly Parton, easily the nicest out of any of the ones I've heard.
Mate, it'd be a great nickname. Dolly Parton's...
It does
sound
fun.
Maybe if dressed in like a dress, a couple of big balloons.
God, everything goes footy show sketch.
Everyone would have loved it. But what if that's not your personality type? Like, some people don't... But no, like, you just don't think it's funny. So if somebody says, I just don't find that funny...
Okay, you just keep doing it.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well,
surely. It's
surely,
a nickname.
I don't
surely,
know.
Surely you're not that. You've got to be. Sure
you're a cop.
You literally go out and you're saving people's lives, right? You're a copper.
Yes.
You're up there for all the citizens, doing the right thing. And if you can't walk into a workplace and someone go, hey, Dolly Parton, and you melt, man, you're in the wrong job, bro.
Yeah, that's not good.
Really?
You shouldn't be a cop
Dolly
if the
Parton.
Nickname Dolly
well,
Parton
what about
makes
radio?
You.
So here
radio's
radio.
Different. You're not protecting and serving citizens. You know
any
what I mean?
Nickname. Dolly
nickname.
Parton's not. That's not a bad nickname.
No, I quite like
it's not
Dolly
offensive.
Parton.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, though, he doesn't like the digs about why he's Dolly. He's Dolly
working
Parton
9 to 5.
Yeah.
That's what he requested.
Because Leon tells me we've got some audio here. And I don't know what it is, but it might be name calling here in the workplace. Shall we assess? Right.
Good.
Shall we assess where we stand with
this
one?
Get ready for a lot of fev.
Here it is.
Jimmy, we have our senior producer who stepped in for Leon. His name is...
James Blake.
James Blake, and he's our resident nerd. He's a big nerd.
James, you are obviously a
resident
wonderful
nerd.
Producer of the show. What are you talking about?
Video games. You play video games. There's like four people that... So people like James Blake, like little nerd, like nerdy people that are very smart. Mm. That can't play sport.
But
obviously.
How are you playing it? Tell me about how you have a team of people.
We got our executive producer Leon to go down there and go through the bin. Couldn't find anything, and then we got his little pet Bill to go down there. He's on work experience, and then he couldn't find it either. You know, smart man. He loves all things to do with nerd crap. now, Bill, are you a nerd?
Yeah, I'll call
there you go. So I'm not lying.
I just
realized he's a massive nerd.
I forgot how much I enjoyed it when you called him our pet Bill.
Yeah,
because Leon's got his little pet, his little protege.
That was back when Fred didn't know his name was James. Bill. He just called him Bill.
And because we've got so many other James, that's why I call him Bill. Because there's three James.
What did you call Costa? Audio.
What's his name?
James.
No, but you called him. Was it Jim? Jack?
John.
He's called him John at the start.
You called Leon. Feed. Owen.
When I first started, you called me Owen. For at least 3 months.
Called you Owen. Well, John Costa. Yeah. He could be called a seagull.
He is the seagull.
Because whenever there's food around, little pig.
Hilariously Melbourne. The best picks. A lot of home builders talk the talk and make you pay for the walk. Not their Haven Homes. Their fair and transparent service is clear from the start. So leave the talking to Fifi, Bev and Nick and choose Fair Haven Homes for your next home build. 101.9 FM.